Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Afternoon, Michael.
Great to be here.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's just quite thrilling.
Yes. Technology is amazing.
It truly is. And, you know, we're always encouraging people to call in and join the conversation. And this week and in the coming few weeks, we would really like people to do that.
Yes.
Because we're hoping that our friends have made this transition with us.
Yes.
So if they're out there and they could let us know, that would be lovely.
Yes, we told them all about it, and here's the big opportunity.
Yeah.
And that number, again, it's toll-free, Colin, which we're very excited about, 888-514-2100. Sherry, we have a lot of exciting stuff to talk about today. I almost don't know where to begin.
Begin at the beginning. I think that's the way it did. Was that Alice? Anyway, there's somebody who lets us know it's important to always to begin at the beginning.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
If only we could find where the beginning is.
That's the challenge sometimes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, one thing that's on my mind is a couple of big upcoming events in San Francisco.
Huge.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe our audience here hasn't heard about yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Would you like to give a little background on this?
Yes. On the 23rd and the 24th, Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, we're going to do a day of meditation and prayer for peace at Herbst Pavilion, Fort Mason. And we have wonderful folks lined up and activities. Sylvia Borstein and Michael Lerner are going to be joining us, Reverend Ellen O'Brien. We have folks from the African wisdom tradition. We have African body dance, mindful drumming, a labyrinth, just lots of practices of peace for people to participate in. And then that evening, of course, we have a gala.
Yeah.
Which is the fundraising part of our program, where we don't wine you exactly, but we do hors d'oeuvre and dessert you, and that would be offer you dessert, not leave you in the lurch.
Yes.
And we have a silent auction, and then on Sunday afternoon, we all gather at Chrissy Fields to do our third annual walk across the Golden Gate Bridge for the vulnerable children in Africa.
Yeah.
And we have two activities. We can walk across the bridge and or we can create the packages that we're actually going to be sending to the children in this very remote village that we visited in Zambia called Ikalinge. And these are children who, when we brought a dozen pencils to somebody, one of us just had a dozen pencils that were going somewhere, and we brought them out, and these children, if you had given them, I can't imagine what kind of image I could offer for how excited these children were to have a pencil.
Wow.
So we're asking people to bring things like regular pencils and colored pencils and chalk and scissors and stickers and scotch tape and all kinds of things that these children have never seen before, and we'll wrap them up in packages and send them over to them and make a lot of young folks very, very, very happy. So that's on Sunday, and everyone is welcome to join us for any or all of that weekend.
Wow. And all of that information is available on the livingcompassion.org website.
Yes.
Yes.
People can go there. They can read all about it. They can sign up and join us. I think it's just going to be the party of the year.
Yes. Sherry, I have some exciting news.
What is that, Michael?
We have our first caller on our first show on World Talk Radio.
This is a big moment.
Yes. I'd like to welcome Mickey. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio.
Mickey. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Are you there?
Mickey,
yes.
Are you there?
Okay, I am too.
Great.
Here we all are.
I just called to say that this is very exciting, that this is working, and I actually got it to work myself.
Aha, you went on your computer, and
yeah.
You followed the instructions,
well,
and you got there.
Well, the instructions didn't get me there, but I talked to Michael earlier because it wasn't working, but I just wanted to let him know that I figured it out.
Very good. And we're hoping everyone is going to be able to have your kind of success.
We do, don't we?
Yes. All right, anything going on in your life that you want to report on this afternoon?
Sure. I'll report on something I've been noticing, which is that I've been really very busy and involved lately most days. And there have been a couple days where I haven't been as busy because I was waiting on things and had a little time on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed that that when there are those gaps, which you would like, one version in my head would like me to think is what I want to have.
Yes.
That the attention gets smaller, and it tends to focus more on me.
Uh-huh.
And I tend to find more things to that are wrong with me or with other people. More concern about me.
Uh-huh.
And that when I'm engaged and participating, my attention doesn't have the time to go in those directions.
Ooh, so that's an interesting one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because as you say, most of us have voices in the head that say, what I really need is some time.
Right.
I'm way too busy. I need more space in my day. I need time to relax, time to focus on me, take care of myself, because mm-hmm. we're kind of in that time in history when taking care of ourselves is big.
Yep.
And then what you notice is when you have that kind of time, it's not actually used in a way that takes care of you or
not
that makes you feel better.
Right. It can be, but it isn't often.
Uh-huh. I had an image, in fact, as you were talking about being very, very busy and occupied doing things, and then there's a gap, and I start, you know, like biting my fingernails or mm-hmm. picking at my cuticles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because suddenly I have all this extra energy, and it's not really directed anywhere.
Right.
So
right.
I just kind of start picking at things.
Looking for things.
Yeah, looking for things to engage with.
Yeah.
But they're not always positive.
No, and it's almost like the, you know, if the focus of my attention were a circle, it's like the circle starts shrinking.
Uh-huh.
And it's more, everything is more about me.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite quotes is from Jenny Ditzler, who started the Your Best Year Yet mm-hmm. process. Very simple. If you don't have something larger to focus on, if you don't have something larger to serve, you will self-serve.
Ah, interesting.
And that sounds like what you're what you're pointing at.
Exactly.
When you're busy and involved in things, there's something larger to serve.
Yeah.
Even if it's just life kind of flowing along through you.
Yeah.
And then without that, we begin to self-serve. So the ego kind of comes in there and wants to know, what about me and mm-hmm. what have you done for me lately?
Right.
And how can I be the center of your universe?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good to remember.
It is good to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Let's meet again like this.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Mickey. You're to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Sherry, it occurred to me that there may be some people listening who are not familiar with what we're talking about or what awareness practice is. And I was wondering if you could provide a little background sort of for people who are new to this.
Yes. Well, awareness practice, practicing awareness. Sometimes we can think that just going around in the world experiencing it the way we experience it is all there is.
Uh-huh.
And when it occurs to us that we can actually be aware of ourselves going around in the world doing what we're doing, it's kind of a feeling of stepping back. We actually call it disidentifying.
Disidentifying.
And moving into, some people will talk about it as an observer space. And so now I'm not just identified as this little personality person going around. I'm stepped back and I'm watching this person go around. So I move in and out of thinking that this is really me and what's going on in my head is the only reality, to stepping back and watching that whole process. And as Mickey was talking about not having something larger to be aware of and having her world kind of shrink and her awareness shrinking with that. So then the attention is going to little kind of, it sounded sort of like little nitpicky sorts of things that are not always or necessarily that happy or pleasant. So that movement from being in a very small world kind of my ego and my view of things, stepping back into a larger perspective, practicing that stepping back is a big part of awareness practice. So we're really practicing expanding awareness.
Uh-huh. And there are lots of tools and different ways to look at that.
Yes. Some of the ones that we use most, that we talk about most regularly, projection, which is very simply that we only ever see ourselves. We look out at the world, and what we're seeing is not the world, but ourselves. So I'm really projecting my preferences and values and ideas and principles and wants and likes and notions out onto the world, and I'm seeing those and thinking that I'm seeing the world.
Uh-huh.
So as we recognize that, once again, our awareness becomes larger, because if I realize that I'm projecting my reality onto the world, then and I realize you're projecting your reality, and there are 6 billion plus of us, and we're all projecting our reality onto the world, it makes sense of a lot of things that didn't make sense before. So people aren't just perverse or annoying or stupid because they don't agree with me. They're actually just simply doing what I'm doing, which is having their own experience of themselves in the world. And then instead of trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong, that process becomes interesting to us.
Uh-huh.
And we begin to consider looking at the world from other perspectives, not just how can I be right? How can I make sure I'm the right person? Or, oh my goodness, I'm wrong. I'm the wrong person. So who is right? But beginning to realize that right and wrong are really extremely subjective, and it's just simply more interesting to see how things work than to try to get locked into a perspective of the right person seeing the world the right way.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So the world goes from black and white to many, many colors.
Yes. Yes. That's exciting.
And we also look at aspects of our personality, all the different parts of ourselves. So just for me, I'm a student of Zen. I like to write. I run a large corporation or two. And I'm also a mother and a grandmother, and I'm a friend, and I like to lift weights and kickbox and like that. So I have lots of different aspects of my personality that are coming through during the day, and also parts of my personality who might be things like irritable or short-tempered or really excited or like that. And so, once again, instead of just believing that this is me, this is who I am, I start noticing these various aspects of the personality. And just in noticing them, I'm taking a step back. I'm less identified as that. I'm disidentifying. I'm seeing a larger perspective. I'm now actually more identified with awareness than with a particular personality.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we practice coming back to center, which is finding that still point, finding the place between the thoughts, finding the conscious, compassionate awareness that is animating everything. And one of the ways that some of the words that people use to describe that place would be peace and equanimity and well-being and like that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, as you very well know, one of the big ways that we practice all this is through meditation.
Yes.
So we learn to sit down and sit still and come back to the breath and be where we are. And instead of trying to do and fix and change and improve, we're practicing learning to be with what is and just notice.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that sounds great.
I love it, personally.
Sign me up.
I've devoted my entire life to it. I think it's so fascinating.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Sherry, we have some callers on the line. We're going to wrap up this segment and come back in a moment and talk to some more callers.
Excellent.
We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We're excited to be here for our inaugural show. Stay tuned for this next segment. We'll be talking more about conscious compassion and awareness and taking your call. Welcome back. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. We're excited to be here for our inaugural show. And the phones are ringing, Sherry.
Let's see who's out there.
Let's see who's out there. I'd like to welcome Cher from Kirky. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, Sherry, I just so appreciate your work, your presence, and your very useful tools. And I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to come out to the monastery in California in December to go through one of your workshops and also see you in my hometown of Austin, Texas, in January as well. And I had a question for you with regard to being willing.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with that daily, moment to moment. And I was curious to know if you had maybe a simple tool to use to get willing. I find myself stuck in my ego personality and not wanting to be willing to do what I know to do, which is, of course, get back to the breath. And I just was wondering, it's kind of self-sabotaging behavior. I was wondering if you knew or could suggest a tool for people to get willing and stay there.
Okay. First of all, I want to tell you that I am just delighted to be coming to your wonderful city. I have never been, and whenever I mention it, people's eyes just kind of start rolling around, and they say things like, oh, my God, it's one of the most wonderful cities. You're going to love it. It's so fabulous. It's so beautiful. So I'm really thrilled that I'm going to get to come there in January, right?
That is correct.
And the weather is going to be lovely?
It should be. I'll make sure of it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You're willing for that.
I'm willing for that, absolutely.
All right, excellent. All right, we have a plan. So here's my take on willingness. First of all, we have all the willingness we need. Now, you know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just what we're willing for.
Okay.
And so it sounds like what you have been willing for is to let conditioned mind take over your life and run the show.
Indeed.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah. And so what you want to do is to come from a centered place that kind of takes better care of your authentic self.
Okay.
Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, so what kinds of evil things are you doing on a regular basis?
Well, as far as evil, but just a lot of distraction with not very positive thoughts, you know, a lot of just conditioning.
Okay.
You know, just buying into the condition.
Okay. So, you know, that's an important thing to realize. It's not, you know, this is not making you a bad person.
Right.
It's just you're not as happy as you'd like to be.
Exactly.
So I think that there are a couple of ways to go with it. And one is to stop taking it so seriously.
Okay.
So it's got you kind of where it wants you.
Okay.
You are locked into this relationship with your conditioned mind. It's in control. It's doing what it wants to do. You're having the response that it would really like, which is to feel bad and feel powerless. Right?
Indeed.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so number one is to get a little sense of humor about this. And the way that that can show up is, let's see, you could do things like, well, I just looked down and I have on my key ring a little boxing glove, and that's because I like kickboxing.
Right.
And so something like that, that reminds you that you're going to duke it out with your conditioned mind.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
And so every time you see that, it can bring a little lightness to it.
Right.
And every time you see it, it's going to bring you back to center.
Right on.
Okay. And so if you put your attention to it, and you can also enroll your friends in this, you know, what are the ways that you could be reminded every day that where you want to come from is an experience of your breath in the present moment? So you could have little prizes for yourself, you know, every time you remember your breath. You could. Have you seen What the Bleep Do We Know?
You absolutely know I have. Yes, I have.
Okay. So the scene in the bathtub where she's drawing the hearts all over her body?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that it?
Yes.
So that's what we're going for.
Great.
So what is the equivalent of that? Now, if you look at this on a 24-hour basis, conditioning is always going to be the winner. Okay? So you want to break it down into moments. And so maybe tomorrow, you come to your breath. What do you think you could manage?
As far as times or?
Yeah, the number of times that you would be aware of your breath during the day tomorrow.
At least 10.
10. Okay, so you get to 10 and it's a party.
Okay.
All right, and then you think of some way that you're going to reward yourself.
Okay.
And, you know, not things that are harmful to you, because conditioned mind, you know, it's like, oh, you get one scotch.
Exactly.
You know, this is not what we're going for.
No.
But just that little internal acknowledgement that, yes.
Right.
And what you're doing, you know, that image that we often talk about where the attention is like a puppy. And what you want to do is train that puppy to love you so much that she never wants to go anywhere that you're not.
Okay.
And so as you go through these little exercises and you acknowledge yourself and enjoy your presence, what that's going to do is make you want to do it more. And so every day your attention turns to, what am I going to do today? What's the reward going to be today? You know, how many times can I get to my breath today?
Right on.
You with me?
I absolutely am.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Lightness.
Keep it light.
Keep it light.
I love it. I look forward to meeting you, and a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
And to you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care.
See you soon.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Cher, you're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. This is our inaugural show. It's great to talk with everybody, isn't it, Sherry?
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best.
You know, as you know, the Buddha taught us about Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. So there's enlightenment, and there's the practice, and there's people that we practice conscious, compassionate awareness with. And it's just about as much fun, I think, as a human being can have in life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I really loved your talking about bringing lightness to the process.
Yes, it's because, fun.
Yes.
Yeah, conditioned mind is dreary and depressing.
Yes.
The moment is spontaneous and joyful. You know, again, for those of us who like them, it's why we like being around little children and puppies and kittens, because they're in the present. They're not gloomy and depressing and miserable, and, you know, that's us.
Yes.
So, yeah, if we want to get to the lightness.
Yes.
Get to the light.
Yes. Give us a call today. We'd love to talk with you. The phone number is 888-514-2100. And I'd like to welcome Karen from North Carolina. You're on air with Cher Huber.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Good evening in North Carolina.
Yes, I'm just reporting in that we are online and Got the message.
You made the transition.
Yep.
And you have made it to World Talk Radio.
Exactly.
Whew.
Yep. You know, it's interesting, though. I have a dial-up.
Uh-huh.
And it's not coming in very good on my computer.
Uh-huh.
And I talked with the person who answered the phone, and that may be the way it is for us slow dial-up people.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting better reception just being on hold through the phone line.
So you could ask them if you could just call up and
call.
Stay on hold.
Yeah. Just put me on hold, would you?
And I'm sure it's all going to get better as time goes on.
I bet. Well, I would hope so. I wanted to engage him a little further in conversation, but he was busy, so...
Yes, I think he has a big job.
Yeah, so he couldn't really address my concerns, but you know, they might be addressed.
Yes. Well, and fortunately, we can address them from a spiritual perspective too, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there I am, and I was laughing with somebody today about the here we are. So I get on an airplane. And in 5 hours or whatever it is, I fly across the United States, and I'm really upset that the plane is 20 minutes late.
Really?
Do you know that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so here we are dialed into this outrageous technology that
exactly.
enables us, people all over the world, to be in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And our dial-up connection is slow.
Yeah. I got the point. I get it.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's still legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still legitimate. It still kind of hurts our feelings, and we can kind of feel left out. And
because we really wanted it to work.
Right. Yeah, I want it to work, and I want it to be easy.
Yeah.
Because this is important to me.
Yeah.
You know, this is a conversation that I want to be in.
Yes.
And so maybe just to, you know, take a little time to kind of have a little...
breath moment.
Yeah, a little breath moment, a little heart-to-heart with that person who feels disappointed and,
mm-hmm.
and would really like it to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been working with someone like that today.
An external or an internal person?
An internal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she... You know, it was so interesting because I was noticing this frame of mind and that... I didn't wake up with it. I just noticed it, about midday. And I said, well, describe that to me. She said, I want to spit nails. I went, whoa.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Whoa.
So we have a little strong emotion here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you go get her some nails to spit?
No. We had a full schedule.
You had what?
I had a full schedule. So... We couldn't go get the nails to spit, but I was there with her.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I didn't shut her down, but I just said, you know, just ride with me and we'll get through the day.
And then we'll spit nails.
Yeah.
If you still want to.
She doesn't want to spit nails anymore. She's gone.
Yeah, right.
But she'll show up again.
Yeah, because those aspects of the personality, that's what usually happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like little kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little kid comes in, mommy, 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 mommy. You
mm-hmm.
watch it everywhere, in grocery stores and, you know, everywhere you are. Daddy, 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 daddy. And the parent is just a minute, just a minute, just a minute, just a minute. And it's just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the parent says, what? Then the child, you know, it's about one sentence or two sentences long,
mm-hmm.
and then the child runs off to play.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do the same thing with those parts of ourselves. All they want is a little acknowledgement and understanding and support and, you know, all the kinds of things that we want.
Recognition. Yeah.
And then it's okay, well, fine, you know.
But I was so intrigued. I said, spit nails? I mean, that's not a, you know, that's just so odd for me to even entertain.
Uh-huh.
But there you go.
Well, it is a very clear picture of somebody's state of mind, though, isn't it?
Well, I felt really honored that it would come in so clearly.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel it's a mark of practice when I really hear these messages strong and clear.
Yeah.
Because for so long it's been kind of fuzzy.
It's just, you know, I don't feel,
I don't feel good.
Just, you know, I'm not having that good a day. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Somebody just comes in and says, I'm going to spit nails. You go, whoa, okay, well,
okay.
You're upset.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So...
That's great.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Karen. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. This is our inaugural show, and I'm so excited to be here. This is fun.
Yeah, a big launch.
Yes, a big launch. And I do have a little bit of information about the audio quality for Karen, and that is the dial-up will be fine for the archives when you're listening to the show over the archives, and it's a little bit more of a challenge when you're listening to the show live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So if a person wants to call in, then they've got that challenge. If they just want to listen to it at their leisure, then it's a little easier, huh?
Yes, and they can just go to our show page on World Talk Radio and click on the archives there, and they'll be able to listen in.
Very good.
And we have another caller, Sherry.
You know, the other thing about that, Michael?
Yes, tell me.
The person could listen to the archives, and then if there was something they really want to say, they call in the next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Call us every week.
Mm-hmm.
That phone number is 888-514-2100, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. We'd love to hear from you. And our next caller is Janet from New Hampshire.
It's
Welcome
me.
To the show, Janet.
Good evening, Janet.
Hi. I can't believe it. Am I on the radio?
You are on the radio as far as we can tell.
This is so exciting because we have been trying to get the KZSU, and we have had so much trouble over the last couple of months. And when you just wrote and said you were changing, we were just so happy and got it so easily tonight.
So, it's a good move, isn't it?
Yes. So we wanted to let you know that we're sitting here listening, and we're so thrilled. And I just wanted to call in and tell you New Hampshire is here.
And it, as New Hampshire goes, so goes the nation. Isn't that it?
Yes.
So...
It's fantastic.
The whole country should follow, and then we just have to reach out to Canada, and
right.
And we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I wanted to say something. This summer when I saw you, I talked to you about my teenage daughter.
Yes.
That I was having some trouble with communication.
Yes.
And it took me, even though after we spoke, you talked to me about doing reflective listening with her. I mean,
yes.
Really listening to what she was saying. And it took me a couple months to really just be able to do that. I went through all the things about, you know, what was wrong and how terribly wrong everything was and how everything wasn't working out the way I thought it should be working out. And... on, and then finally I just sat down with her and was in a place where I was actually able to do that, and I realized that there's nothing wrong.
Isn't that the best?
It was so huge, and the other part I realized is that that's what I wanted. What the connection that I made with her was what I wanted, because I really just wanted to be with her, but I was so caught up in the way I thought everything should be
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't possibly be with her.
Yeah, yeah. So we often, of course, talk about that as something wrong mind or not enough mind, that conditioned view of the world that can just get in our brain and take a hold of us and really keep us from seeing what's actually there.
Yes.
Which is that you love this child, and you want a loving relationship with her. And she is a great human being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when we can kind of wrench ourselves free from that limited thinking for a while, then this whole other reality is available.
Yes. And I wanted to piggyback on that last caller who asked about willingness. Because I try to work with willingness. I have a ton of tools, and yet it took me so long to be able to do that. But I'm not putting myself down about it. I'm just noting it.
Yeah.
That
it does take a long
really,
time.
It's really hard.
It does take a long time. It does take a long time. It's like, you know, most of us know what the right answer is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not for everybody, but for ourselves. You know, I know what I need to eat. I know how much exercise is good for me. I know what meditation does for me. I know these things. But it's like most of us have to work through every piece of resistance that conditioning can possibly throw in front of us before we finally kind of rev up the willingness or hit critical mass or whatever it is that it takes to flip us over into, okay, that's what I'm going to do.
I think that was me. I hit critical mass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there really was no place else to go.
Right. Now, you know, I think that's essential. And the way that I like to look at that is with something like a habit that I know is not good for me. If I quit that habit, because I should, because it's going to make me a better person if I do, then I'm going to quit that habit, but I always want that habit. All I'm doing is tensing more muscles in order not to do it than it took to do it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I
do
know it.
It's always hanging over my head. And if the evil pusher catches me in a weakened moment, I'm going to be right back there in that habit.
Mm-hmm.
But when I've worked through every piece of resistance and I am finally to a place of I don't want to,
mm-hmm.
then nobody, nothing is going to tempt me into it because I'm finished with it.
Yes.
I think it's a really important piece of practice because, as you know, we're not striving to become perfect people. We are ending suffering.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's very different. So if I'm just trying to look like a perfect person, then I just pretzel myself up in whatever way to meet all the standards and hope I look really good to everybody else. Inside, I might be dying, but at least to everybody else, I look really good.
And that was part of what was happening with my daughter because I wanted it to look perfect.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get that for the longest time, that it was really that things weren't looking like I wanted them to look.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, and I feel like, I mean, I just can't even tell you the weight that has been lifted.
Mm. For both of you, I would imagine.
For both of us.
Yeah, it's
yes.
like a whole new relationship.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh! Thank
so
you.
I wanted to report that, and I also am so thrilled that you're going to San Diego because I'm telling my whole family, my daughter, my mom,
and
everybody, I want them to come out on Friday night to come and meet you in San Diego when you're there.
Well, you tell them to come up and say, hey.
I'm going to tell them, so
yeah.
I hope at least one of them will show up.
Right. You tell the whole family they might push one poor victim out there.
My daughter will be there.
Good.
She'll
good.
Be there,
well,
and
she's
going to bring some friends.
Yeah, tell her to tell me who she is.
I definitely will, Sherry.
All right. Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling
so
in.
Much.
Uh-huh. Good
and
night.
Good luck with your new show.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Janet. You're to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. This is our inaugural show. We're very excited to be here. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment. Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Coming up in our last segment of the show will be some more great discussion on conscious compassion awareness. So stay tuned here and give us a call. Welcome back to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Gray. We are so excited to be here for our inaugural show. This is great, huh, Sherry?
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I was thinking, you know, we've heard from New Hampshire, North Carolina, New Mexico, California.
Texas.
Texas.
Didn't we hear?
Yes.
My favorite city, Austin.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if there's a Pennsylvania out there or a New York who wants to give us a call in.
Maybe a Washington State.
Washington State. That would be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Sherry, we have caller on the line. I'd love to welcome Stephanie. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hi. Congratulations, you both, on the show.
Thank you.
It's very exciting.
It is, isn't it?
Now, I apologize. I'm not sure if you've covered this topic as I just logged on to listen. But I was wondering, Sherry, if you could talk a little bit about having compassionate awareness at work. Specifically, you know, I'm a manager. I manage a big group. And a lot of times you have to be firm. And how do you balance being kind to people and making them do what you want them to do?
Yeah, it's just like kids, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's like being a mom to a whole bunch of kids. The tricky part of what you're looking at and dealing with is that judgment is so much a part of our conditioning.
Mm.
So it's very difficult for us to hear from somebody, no, that doesn't meet the standard, and not have that become, there's something wrong with you, I don't like you.
Mm.
And that seems like the piece that you're trying to bring to this.
Yeah.
That there's nothing wrong. It's not that you're saying there's something wrong. It just needs to be done this way.
That's a very good point. And I don't, you know, it's so difficult to communicate that to people.
Yes, it is.
And recently I've had people crying in my office, which tears at my heartstrings.
Yes.
And
see, I think that the switch that needs to happen is inside of you, which sounds kind of, New Age, airy-fairy. How could a shift in you make a difference in them?
Mm-hmm.
And yet it does, because I think it's possible for us to communicate the attitude of mind behind what's going on, what we're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if it doesn't mean that you're not going to run into people who are going to cry anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Because, there oftentimes people will just take things personally that aren't personally at all, and there's kind of no way you can take that away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that person, over time, it can be communicated that you're not coming from a place of judging them. So it is the sort of thing that parents are taught to do with children. I love you. I don't like what you're doing.
Mm.
I love you. It is not okay with me for you to do that. So that it's as clear as we can make it that these are two completely separate events. There's how I feel about you. I like and respect you. In fact, I like and respect you enough that I am not supporting your ideas of inadequacy. I know that you can do the job that I'm asking you to do. What kind of support do you need in order to do that?
That's perfect. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Will you let us know how that worked out?
I will, absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Stephanie. You're listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. Sherry, we're getting near the end of our show, and would you believe we have two more callers on the line?
We are blessed people.
We are blessed people.
So we're going to either talk really fast with these two people, or we're going to make dates for next week.
Absolutely.
Good.
I'd like to welcome Lori from the Carolinas. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Hi, Sherry.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm exceedingly well, thank you. And yourself?
So am I. I did want to say, I have a question, but I may save that for next week, and I'll be a little more focused maybe. But I did want to say, I'm in North Carolina. I have DSL, and the sound is amazing. It's so clear. It's like we're in the same room. And I'm also having that feeling in terms of, just the spirituality of it. It feels that way to me, heart-wise also. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are just, as we say, as welcome as a day in May.
And it's and I only discovered your work relatively recently. I mean, in the months. I mean, months ago, when a friend loaned me, and I kept for quite a long time. When you're falling dive, and it has meant a lot to me. And I understand you're coming to Asheville. Is it January?
Yes, it is. And I think I'll be at Malaprops, and then we're going to do a retreat out in the Nantahala Gorge.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
And I want to ask you at some point in time about, well, following up on judgment, about stuckness. When is, you know, we're all doing our work, and also keeping the likeness in. I mean, that's sometimes hard for me, on and off again. And I really get stuck, and I find myself giving myself a hard time, which I hear you saying over and over again, get over it. You don't have to do that. So that would be my question, or something around that, just that, you know, that work whenever
being
we
stuck?
Get a chance. Yeah.
Being stuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall I give you the short form, and then you can look at it and maybe give us a call back next week if it feels incomplete? I think that the very best thing that we can do for ourselves is to avail ourselves of whatever Sangha is for us. Because if we are around people and in situations that require us to come back to center, we really increase our chances of doing that. You know, conditioned mind wants to get us off alone with it, where it can just kind of at us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to a sitting group, or you go to your local church, or you talk, you know, do peer counseling, or, you know, tuning into something like this that will draw you back to conscious awareness and bring you back to your center, it's much more difficult for conditioned mind to keep you in a stuck place.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, so make sure you have something you do every day. Hopefully, best way is first thing every day. Now, not to let it turn into something that conditioning beats you up for. So, you know, you're going to sit, you're going to meditate every day, and then you don't, and then you get a beating. It's not that. You know, you can, you know, if you like when you're falling dive, read 3 pages of it every morning. Or do the thing where you you wake up first thing. I think it's the artist way.
Yeah.
Where you wake up first thing in the morning and you just sit in your bed and you have your cup of coffee or your cup of tea and you just write down for 5 minutes everything that's going on with you.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, just say, you know, you are a wonderful human being and I am really happy to be sharing life with you. And then you get up and you get out there and go.
What a great idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Let's talk.
Thank
soon.
You so much for the show, and I'll listen again next week.
Wonderful. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us. Sherry, this is exciting.
You're just having more fun than Christmas, aren't you?
I'm having more fun than Christmas. We have about a minute and a half left. We have one call on the line. Should we?
Yes, let's see who it is and invite this lovely person back for next week.
Yes, let's invite this lovely person back for next week. You've been listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. This has been our inaugural show today. I've been so excited doing it. Thanks for joining us, Sherry.
Oh, you're just very welcome.
Yes. And I want to give out our website.
So now, Michael, we're just inviting that person back. We're not even going to find out who they are. We're just going to invite them back.
Actually, I'm getting a cue here to take her.
Okay.
Let's go. I'd like to welcome Claire from Palo Alto. You're on Open Air with Sherry Huber.
Good evening, Claire.
Hi, Sherry. It's great to be hearing you on World Talk Radio.
It's just kind of a thrill, isn't it?
Very much a thrill, yes. And I just wanted to share a little trouble that I'm having with the line between acceptance and agreement.
Aha.
In that I have a person that I interact with often, and my aim is to always accept her, and I don't always agree with her.
Yes.
And what's difficult is that I project that she thinks that I'm agreeing.
Aha.
But then when I look closely, there's a part of me that thinks that I have to agree with her, or that that line between acceptance and agreement is so difficult for me.
Okay. This is great. This is something that we can all look at during the week. because I'll bet there isn't a single person out there listening to this who doesn't also have that as an issue.
Mm.
People are terrified to accept things because that means I'm condoning it, I'm supporting it, I'm in agreement with it. So that let's start our discussion next week with that.
Great.
Will you call us?
Yes,
to remind us?
I'll look more at this and I'll call you again next week.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Thanks, Claire. You've been listening to Open Air with Sherry Huber on World Talk Radio. What a jam-packed hour.
Can't wait for next week.
Can't wait for next week. Check out the website, livingcompassion.org. If you want to send us an email, drop us an email at openair@livingcompassion.org. You can listen to archives of the show right on the worldtalkradio.com website. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Sherry.
See you next week.
See you next week.